literally start immediately. A wee mowit. I can start immediately. A wee mowit. How you like that, dude? A wee mowit.
We on, baby.
What up, dudes? What's going down?
What up?
What's happening, bro?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
You know me, dude. You know what I've been up to.
What's that?
Up early, dude.
Yeah? Did you get up early today?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know.
Yeah, late night last night.
It's my
party time. Mr. Cool, Matt McCusker.
What?
Party time.
You slander me? I was the only one. I was like, hey, guys, I got to get home. I was more responsible than the people out watching the show.
Yes.
I was like, no, I'm going to bed.
You were more responsible than.
I saw the 10:45 on my phone. I was like, I'm trying to be in bed by like 11.
Ooh.
11:15.
Man.
And I was. Went home, took a warm shower. I had comedy ass, which sucked.
Yeah.
Every time, dude.
I've had comedy ass for a week.
Really?
I just had a vicious mud butt. Just a
Well, if you have mud butt.
Consistent mud butt for like a week.
Yeah, but then it turns into lava butt. Because like I had a hot ass. By the time I got home, I had what was comedy mud butt. But I walked all the way home, turned into hot lava ass.
Yeah.
So then I had
that
to
requires
put,
a shower.
I had to like take a very like acid razor knife ass wipe. Hurt like a son of a gun.
Yeah.
And then I went in the shower, took the water to it. Still hurt. So then I had to hit the Vaz.
So you had a Vaseline your
I
ass?
I had the reset, yeah.
You went home.
I had to do a continue, yeah. That's like the best. If your ass is like messed up, just slather Vaseline in it, go to bed. It's totally healed when you wake up. It's awesome.
I had no idea.
Yeah, dude, just Vaseline.
All right.
You got a sore hiney? Vaseline. Get some Vaz up in there. You can't dip the same finger.
You trying to fuck me?
Whoa, dude.
This guy's trying to put a hit on me?
Whoa, dude.
Some fucking.
You accuse me of partying.
You partying.
You accuse me, no offense to anyone, of being a homosexual just because I'm not.
Is this guy trying to fuck me? What the hell is going on? I met a guy who.
Oh, dude, it's so
great
funny.
Guy. He's a good friend, but he believed multiple guys were trying to fuck him.
They probably were.
Well,
you know how many guys try to fuck?
Because I hit him with the. Also, thanks for snitching on me, Lemaire, to Dorian.
What?
I slept over there, and Dorian was like, "I heard you had a good joke about me, and I was going to listen to it." And I was like.
No,
I mean, it's mostly about me holding you down and fucking your mouth. That's the joke we do. So I tried to do that. There was a guy I met, and I tried to hit him with the, if you're not doing anything, we could go back to my room and fuck. He was like, stop right now. Like he was very like, cut that shit out.
He hit you with like 50-year-old energy.
He immediately was like, I don't joke about that. Don't joke about that.
God, dude, that's such a sick personal policy.
Yeah.
Excuse me? I know you're having fun, but
I got a feeling you're joking, but don't goof about being gay.
I'm not. At all.
He was not, dude. He refused to come to my hotel room.
Of course, dude.
He didn't come in.
You were flying the funny business flag.
Yeah. He didn't come into the hotel. He stayed in the lobby when I went up to the room.
He probably monitors.
He didn't want to go two guys in one room.
He monitors gayness at all levels.
He's like the Mike Pence of like avoiding gay situations.
He probably monitors all things gay with not even just like direct gay threats, obviously, but he probably was like, up into your room. Will there be any girls there? Like, no. He's like, I gotta stay down.
Well, then I'm not going up there.
He's like a heterosexual vamp, dude.
He really was.
Like, I can't go up there.
Yeah, you'd have to invite me in, and that would be gay.
You'd have to have girls.
Yeah, it was
not even. You need to have probably at least two. If you had just one girl, he'd be. Like,
but I will say, taking the elevator up to my room by myself felt a little weird.
Why?
Because he stayed in the lobby.
What?
For like an hour and a half.
What were you doing up there?
I just like watched TV.
Oh, he just like...
He was like, I'm not... Yeah, we had time to kill before a show. He was like, I'm not going in your room.
Fuck.
And then I was like, I'm starting to spiral a little, being like, wait, did he think I was really trying to fuck him in the car? And now he's like, I'm not going to risk that you were not joking.
Yeah, he was playing it safe.
Anyway.
Holy fuck.
That was pretty fucking... Then I like wanted to text him like, dude, I'm not going to try to fuck you. Like, I wanted to like.
I thought you should just send him like clips of like porn.
Yeah, like this is what I like.
Girl on girl.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you like this? I like this.
This is what I like. Yeah. But then that's, if you text somebody and you're like, just come up to the room. I'm not going to try to fuck you. That's true. Kind of exactly what somebody would say.
100%.
That was trying to fuck him.
That's kind of like a, come on, baby.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's probably cold down there in that lobby. Come up here. Warm up.
You should have, baby, it's cold outside of them. Baby, it's cold down there.
I really should stay. I said I'm not gay. Yeah.
Well, that's fucking tight. That guy was keeping it so tight.
Like I've never met one guy that kept it that tight.
You got him, man.
It just like, dude, don't joke about being gay. Well,
yeah. I mean, you're an artist, dude.
Which that was like, that's
your chances of being gay are like 60% by default. 70, my bad. 75, probably.
I might kiss you if you keep it up, dude. Keep running that trap.
I don't know what I'd do.
I'm like, that Vaseline'd up butt, I could just.
I'm still, you know, dude, the next
slip
morning.
Slip right in.
The next morning, you're still Vas protected.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't wear off.
I took a dump. It does not. I took a dump, wiped right after. I went, it like, just real quick. And I was like, oh, I'm still Vas. I'm Vas.
You're still lubed.
I'm still Vas. So it's like literally, it's almost like you're protected. To the point where, like, even the stuff that would cling to your, like, you know, butthole skin, I don't want to be gross, just doesn't, there's no residue. I might start vasing every day. I might just do personal policy to keep myself vas.
Doesn't it feel like you shit your pants? Doesn't it, like, constantly feel like you dumped your pants?
No. It feels like you have, like, a moist vagina for a butt.
Yeah, I would imagine it feels like a, like, I've used Preparation H, and I think it's probably the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You just feel like you sharted.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I don't want to get it on my underwear or whatever. It's like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I had to, in the middle of the night, I had to get up.
And you sleep naked. You probably just got naked. Fucking ass lube all over the bed.
Well, no, I don't think I did, but I mean, I had to go.
Cause and you fart, too.
I sleep on my side.
If you fart with Vaz, it's like.
Smell protection. Smell protection, though.
Yeah, but it's like farting in the shower. You know when you fart in the shower?
Yes.
With water running down your crack and you fart, it's like.
I woke up. Yeah. I woke up that night and. Maya was like crying, so I was like, oh, you know, I'll go get her. And I like had to put a blanket down on the little rocking chair thing, so I was like, I don't want to put a fucking just like a clear kiss, yeah, just a clear kiss mark, dude.
A little snail trail.
That would have been a serious snail trail. That'd have been an oil spill. And I'm sorry, people don't like when we talk. No,
they hate it, but who cares? The fact that you're lubing up for, it's like, I took a long walk, I'm gonna lube.
Dude, it's like, I told you, my mommy showed me this a long time ago. She's like, if you just lube your butt with Vaseline.
Your
you
mom showed
mom, yeah, big mom, I have a sore hiney. She was like, you got to put Vaseline in your butt.
How old are you?
Little kid. All tiny right. little kid. Right. This has been personal policy for like at least 30 years. So.
The whole clan does it?
I'm pretty sure.
Everyone's lubing their butt over there.
I'm pretty sure.
You guys would be.
Vaz gets hit hard.
You'd be a rapist delight.
True, I'm vulnerable.
Some guy
for sure.
breaking into the McCusker house at night, getting everybody.
It might scare him. He might be like, what the fuck?
These guys are wet as hell.
You guys know I was coming? What the fuck is this?
They're so
whole
wet.
House has ass issues and lubed up. Yeah, my dad used to have to put like special cream underneath like his balls. He would come home from work and be like, Mayor, I got monkey ass. Just walking, sweating in jeans all day.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, Mayor, I got monkey ass. She had special cream. It was called like crocodile. Like crocodile lotion.
For ass?
Gator Bomb. Gator Bomb.
Gator Bomb?
Dude, you put Gator Bomb on.
Under like, your nut. On your taint.
Like that whole area. That like, you know, underneath your balls, your taint, your like inner thigh, ass cheek quadrant. Dude, that stuff works. Wonders.
What's it do?
It clears up monkey ass really quick. I got monkey ass. He'd walk in like a cowboy and he's like, Mayor, I got monkey ass. Where's the gator bomb?
Mayor, get the fucking bomb.
I need the gator bomb. I got monkey
That's
ass.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
Hell yeah, dude. Have your baby ready to fucking. My mom's like a fucking, like an absolute ass skin doctor, dude.
You've surrounded yourself with. That's interesting.
That is actually.
Now, yeah. Your mom was an ass doctor. Now the lady, your wife. Was,
I mean, dude, I
got no problem butt mammying.
No problem, dude. She walked me through a hemorrhoid the other day. Whenever we're taking a shower together, now that she showed me how to like wash my ass in the shower with a towel, rather than you know spread.
You guys still shower together?
Sometimes, yeah.
That we'll sucks.
Yeah, you know, every now and again she'll be like, "Let's." She's like, "I'm getting a shower too," and I'm like, "Hop in, let's roll." Although
you stand out in the cold. While
I've been ripping
in there.
Cold shower. Yeah, I just take the cold.
You just gotta stand there.
Yeah, and then when I take the warmth, when it's my turn for the warm water, I just feel like a bitch. I'm like,
yeah.
I just froze.
Yeah, you froze your lady.
She chills, man. She doesn't mind it. But yeah, dude, the, yeah, so I was like, the other, I always like, when I wipe my ass with a towel, I always like, she's like, let me see it. And I'm like, dude, it's like, I failed. Like, there's shit on the towel. Like, I don't want you to see this. She's like, I cleaned your ass with a hemorrhoid. Let me see the towel. And I'm like,
she wants to see your shit on the towel?
She wants to see what's up, dude.
Is this guy trying to fuck me? What the fuck? Is she trying to fuck me? Is she some kind of queer?
It'd be really funny if a guy just thinking girls are gay, too. Like, is she fucking gay?
The fuck? Yeah, anybody that sucks a dick. Anybody that's trying to fuck a guy is gay.
Dude,
a good way to look at it.
Any what? Yeah,
anybody trying to fuck is gay.
Pretty much,
just being like, what, you like this dick? Fucking pervert?
Like fucking...
Are you a pervert lady?
Dude, I actually was laughing thinking, I don't know if you know this, Ancestry.com can buy your genetics if you took their test, tell you if you're gay or not. They isolated the genes.
It's not true.
I know, that'd be so funny. That'd be so funny, dude. I saw the mayor who sucked in his breath, dude. Imagine, dude, if they came out like, by the way.
Oh, yeah, LeMaire is a bit of a gay man.
By the way, we isolated the genes. If you want to know if you have it or not, we can tell you. That'd be so fucking funny.
That'd be a tough one.
It'd be so fucking funny.
They did that to Lewis on Legion of Skanks. They took a lie detector test.
Really?
And they're like, have you had any bisexual? Mm-hmm. Like, are you bisexual?
Yeah.
And he failed.
Really?
Well, they lied to him, it turns out. Turns out he passed it, but on the show they're like, no, you failed that, you're bisexual. He was all upset.
Well, he's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, so funny. Because then you're going through your head every like thing you've ever done, you're like,
was I trying to fuck that guy?
Is that bisexual? Is that bisexual?
Did that guy just avoid me correctly?
That's what the Patreon messages are. It's just, I think I should start like a Is This Gay advice column. Like, dude, would it be fucking gay
if I... Yeah, I get a lot of those. I get a lot of those. Like, I was going to see you after the show, but I didn't want to be gay. I'm like, dude, you're fine.
Like a Dear Abby, be like, would it be gay? Hell yeah, dude. Woo, baby. Dude, I was telling you, man, I woke up, so I didn't get all my sleep, but I'm an absolute... Dude, my systems are just... I wake up in the morning. I know exactly what I'm doing every single day.
Nice.
So I wake up, I'm a little sleep deprived, but in order to like get my energy up, I took another freezing cold shower. I can't stop taking them now. Well, it's cold showers in the morning, warm, not hot.
Bed.
Yeah, not indulgent, but I take a tepid.
Do you think it's indulgent to take?
Take like a super hot shower.
Yeah.
A bit. I mean, a bit, you know.
That is for ladies.
I think so. I think hot. I think true. Yeah, if you're still spiking the water and it's getting steamy in there. I wouldn't let you in my hotel room. Dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't invite you up.
You'd be in the lobby, dude.
You'd be down in the lobby. You get a little light in the loafers.
I'd be down in the lobby. Like, I'm going to stay down here. You use my bathroom and get the fuck out.
Yeah, just go in the bathroom and like look and see where somebody's shower nozzle's like. If it's pointed at really hot, you're like, I'm in a gay man's house. I've got to get out of here.
Was this guy trying to be comfortable? But yeah, I've been taking cold showers. Dude, it's so invigorating. You hit that cold, freezing cold water hits you in the morning. So the whole point of it really is like, I took this freezing cold shower and then I just presented like a frigid teeness to Bay. I was like, dude.
You guys are doing weird stuff.
Oh, we've been locked together for a year.
Showing crap out of your butt to her.
Well, that's just, she's just curious. You know, she wants to know. She's in charge of my butt. I'll just put it that way. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to deny her.
But then you presented an ice teeness.
Iced, frozen tundra teeness, dude. Because I was in there. So the cold water hits you, and like, dude, I'm tired. I know what it's like to be tired. Obviously, you have like that tired feeling. The cold water hits you, and the tired feeling just leaves your body, and you're just like, it was like the water is 47 degrees. I measured it. I have a laser thermometer, so I measured
47 degrees.
Fucking freezing. Oh, excuse me. It's 50s. I'm sorry. I think it was 40. I was Jesus. In 47 degree ocean water one time. It's like mid 50s. Sorry, I don't want a temperature lie. I'm just kidding. I've done a lot of ice bath type things.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it gets a little bit of a swirl. But dude, so it was the water, I'm talking mid 50s, you know, possibly even colder. It was fucking freezing. And I'm just crouched down because I can't stand up. I have to crouch. And I'm just screaming in the shower.
Oh my God.
Just getting hype as fuck, dude. It was awesome. It was like about 9 a.m. I'd already done my, you know,
you had already had a mental breakdown in the shower?
No, I did my...
I'm not gay.
I scared my daughter.
Yeah.
I was screaming. She was walking in the bathroom. I didn't see it, but she was walking in the bathroom, and I was like...
Caused some trauma for her. That's good.
I scared her twice today, too, man. I snuck. She woke up from a nap, and I snuck into her room. And usually I'll peek my head around, and then she'll see me, and be like, But like there's a tent, like a little thing I put in there. So then like she couldn't see me, so then I popped around the tent and was like, hey, and she was like, fuck, god damn it, I did it again. But yeah, dude, I present it like ice teeness, dude. And I think I might start doing that. It's humbling. Just to be like, babe, check it. It's
ice Jesus.
Teeness. And dude, windows are wide open. I'm just getting weird in my fucking house right now.
Yeah.
Like my neighbors, like, dude, I can't wait. They just built condo like three. Honestly, I think it's something like 18 units.
Yeah.
Right. Like, dude, it's like in my backyard. If I open my window, there are the direct bedroom windows that I can directly see into of like four or five other people. And dude, I don't like having the blinds closed during the day because I like the sunlight. So it's like, I obviously.
How often are you naked in the house?
Enough, you know.
Yeah.
Enough. Once a day, at least, I'm parading around in there. And so like there's at least once I'm, at nighttime, 100%. But Brittany closes the blinds at nighttime. But during the day, if I'm naked, I'm naked. Like, I'm pretty sure my neighbors have seen full teenus. They had to have. And that's just it, dude. If you're looking in my house, I've been through it, you know the drill. You looked into my house and saw me naked. It's like.
True, it is on you.
Your eyes came into my house and I happened to be naked. It's like, avert your gaze. Or marvel, dude, at this fucking ice teenus, dude.
Thank you.
Just, they're like looking over from the unit like, I don't think that guy is a dick. I don't think it's there. It's like, it's there.
It's there.
It's just frozen.
It just went through hell.
It's the Avatar, dude. It's the Airbender. Dude, it's fucking frozen in an ice ball. I've been watching a lot of Airbender, bro.
Dude, you just got to carry this thing. All right, fuck it. Well, I'll be honest. I'll be truthful about I was up to no good last night.
Oh, no, so I wasn't Mr. Cool.
You weren't the cool guy. You saw it, though. I got peer pressured.
I saw it,
hard,
man.
As hell.
I saw that.
Did drugs.
I reflected on that this morning, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, of just being like, yeah, just like, nah, that's not part of my, I can't, like, and someone was, Brittany was like, did you do it? And I was like, I was walking home.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to sleep so I can get up at like 7
a.m. It was Molly.
Yeah, Shane did Molly.
I did Molly last night.
She did Molly's.
And it was pretty rad.
Hell yeah. Sorry about that.
That's bullshit.
That's my mindfulness bell. Yeah, so let me paint the picture. So, you know, you're in there. You're a tired dog, dude. You've been on the road.
I've been on the road for...
Had a couple in San Antonio.
Had a couple cold ones down in San Antonio way.
Can't blame you for
that. I got drunk on Monday. I did Kill Tony in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
I got hammered.
Fuck, how was that? I'm fucking talking about Avatar.
No. I'd rather you talk. I'm fucked up.
You're serotonin depleted,
I'm
dude.
Just...
Or serotonin I'm a depleted.
Sad, tired guy.
Really?
I'm not that sad, but...
So I know one of my cousins used to get like, it was real into Molly, and they used to have like these come down parties.
This noise happens all the time. Do you hear this? Hold on, listen.
That's the chair.
It's not the chair.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway, it's not this thing. No, it's over here. There's something. It sounds like something's dropping. It's not a big deal.
Water dropping off the thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Chinese water torture for you.
You know I don't like joking about the Chinese.
So you're down to San Antonio
way. I went down San Antonio way. Had a good time.
Fun old time.
Had a good time. But
Yosemite Sam down there.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking got the silver bullets.
I would just go down there and be like, yo, you guys know Texas is gay? And they're all like, shut the fuck. Like,
I'm pretty sure it's not.
They're obsessed with Texas.
I know, dude.
Everybody in Texas is like.
People love Texas.
They just love telling you how great Texas is.
It's like the people from New Jersey have New Jersey pride, but like there's like nothing to back it up. Everyone's unanimously like, nope, that place, no. Nope.
Yeah, New Jersey does suck. Texas does rule.
Texas rules, that's
Texas
the thing.
Rules, like, so it is kind of hard to
like they
argue.
Almost succeeded.
Yeah.
Or seceded.
Seceded, yeah.
I don't say succeeded. They almost succeeded.
Oh, yeah, I went down to the Alamo. That was fucking awesome. Alamo really? Ruled.
I'm afraid, honestly, if I went down there, I wouldn't leave the Alamo.
It was tough.
I might stay in there.
Somebody's going to have to literally get you out. They're going to have to bring the Mexicans in. you're going to be like, I'm not leaving at all.
Nah, dude. I might swing on a lad if I'm in the... I mean, I love the lads.
True.
If I'm in the Alamo, I might swing on a lad.
If I see a lad... There's a lot of lads around there. I was looking
you
at the...
You didn't swing on any?
Well, I did this. So there's a bunch of lads walking around. Yeah. I was reading this plaque that was like, the Mexicans have us surrounded. We're never going to surrender. Surrender or die. Like all that shit. Not surrender or die. But
yeah,
kind of like that. Sick ass letter. I forget who wrote it. Whoever was in command at the time.
Yeah.
Wrote this letter to everybody outside, like, come help. We're about to die, but we're not going to quit. So you can either be a part of this or not. We're dying for America. It was pretty sick. And, but yeah, if I saw a lad at that point, I would, like, look at him and be like, Just looking at Mexicans like, huh?
Yeah, seriously.
You want to say sorry?
Exactly. Yeah, something, man.
Why don't you say sorry for what you've done?
Yeah, man. Texas is perfect, dude. It fits in. It's like that perfect shape for America.
It is the perfect shape.
Yeah, what the hell were they thinking?
I don't know why they thought it was theirs.
Yeah, exactly.
Came down and gave them what for?
Yeah, I think we snatched Texas a little bit.
Totally.
100%.
But remember that...
it's a weird shape of a thing.
It was a bunch of people came down and settled mm-hmm. in Texas. Just white settlers came in. And the Mexicans at first were cool with it because they provided a buffer zone from the Indians.
Right.
So then eventually all the white settlers came down and started fucking up the Indians too. And then they were like, we're going to fuck Mexicans up too now. And then the
Mexicans were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
They were like, we thought these Comanches were bad. Let's get some white people to kind of let the Comanches kill them. And then it turned out the white people were just
rootinest,
tootinest.
Dude, I'll say this. Everyone's pretty chill to white people when they first meet them. Everyone's like, these guys are pretty cool.
Well, yeah. Throughout history, they do seem pretty docile.
Yeah.
And everybody's real nice. Basically, white people are like the good of... Like, you're like, these guys seem pretty nice. And then, like, a week later, they're like, fucking piece of shit. Everything they have, I want.
That's true. They come down, they're just like whoa, puritanical cool. Christians yeah. types. Like, well, yeah, cool.
And then the next ship has guns on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, guess sorry, we'll dude. Use these. Hey.
I feel horrible about this. Yeah, dude. That,
But yeah, the Molly.
What?
The Molly ruled.
So you're in the club. So
dude. So we did this show last night.
Great show.
Great show. Everybody on it. Woodman, you, Reggie, Josh Adam Myers, Norman, Big J.
Yep.
But then the evil hippies got in the green room. Yeah. There's a lot of evil hippies floating around.
Yeah, dude.
Scurrying around.
Yes.
Norman. I haven't heard from Mark. I hope he's not mad because he got peer pressured hard as well. I'm not saying adults. He did anything, but yeah, I got peer pressured.
You did it really hard. I told you.
You saw me say no several times.
I told you what to do. Fake take it.
I thought about it, but
fake take it.
Then I realized how cool it would be to take it.
True.
So then I took it, and it was great.
Yeah, you had fun.
Yeah, I did get away from everybody though. Yeah. I just went and sat in the manager's office.
Who was
just
in there? Like,
Nick.
Oh, so
he's like, is this a bad time to talk money for the show? And I was like, no, go ahead. He's just in there. He showed me the numbers. I was like, it's great.
That's really nice.
He like turned his monitor around to show me like tickets sold and all that shit. And I was on Molly.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So many people showed up.
Also,
such
too.
A great show.
It was a pandemic in a blizzard.
Yeah.
A blizzard in a pandemic, I guess. And then, yeah, it was pretty
great
fucking
show.
Full, dude.
Yeah.
That was the Alamo. Those owners were like, we sold these goddamn tickets.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
We're not surrendering. Yeah, we're not surrendering these goddamn tickets.
That was a funny thing. I never thought about it, but comedy clubs, they kind of, especially when the comedian wants to cancel.
Yeah.
They're like, when there's like a game of chicken between the club and the comedian of being like, the comedian's like, you should cancel and I should get my guarantee.
Yeah.
But the club will be like, we're not fucking paying you. We're doing the show.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to see if you can make it down here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, what would happen if the comedian didn't show?
Then it would just, they would cancel the show, but then the club wouldn't have to pay him.
The guarantee.
So the comedian tends to try to be like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
You guys have to cancel, so then they, you know, pay.
We're not fucking canceling.
And then both sides are like, we're not canceling and we're doing the show in a hurricane.
That's what I was telling Brittany, too. I was like, I was like, as long as people can get to that parking garage, they're good. And the streets were fine, so it was just, you know. I walked.
Yeah, how was that journey?
Put the